Welcome to SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie, a podcast about getting your website to rank higher on Google so you can get more traffic, leads, and sales, all from SEO Link Building. Now, here's your host, Julian Goldie.
I've seen tons of people asking for paid link databases on Upwork, LinkedIn, Reddit, and Facebook, but the problem is buying links this way to grow your website is completely wrong. And if you buy paid links without any filtering or background checking and think this is the key to SEO, then you're gonna get stuck, you're not gonna see improvements in your rankings, and you're gonna waste a hell of a lot of time. In fact, chances are you'll eventually receive a penalty from Google. So give me 5 minutes to explain this to you. And if you don't have 5 minutes, sure, go ahead, build paid links to your website, but you will waste 5 months of time, money, and energy on building backlinks that don't get you any results along the way. Shared lists of paid links, like the one you can see on screen right now, have been used and abused and rinsed so much when it comes to link building, okay? So they're pretty much sent to everyone. If you receive a list like this from a link builder, then usually that has been sent to every man and his dog, and therefore it has a very suspicious outbound link profile. Personally, I wouldn't touch them with a 10-foot barge pole, and that's if I could find one. So you'd have to be crazy to buy links from lists like these. So if, for example, a website is selling hundreds of backlinks and it's selling one to you and every other person on the internet, then that looks very suspicious to Google's algorithm, and they can easily trace that sort of pattern. And then the problem is that Google's eventually gonna clamp down on this. And when I say clamp down, they're gonna lay the smack down on you, give you a manual action penalty, and it's pretty much just a ticking time bomb. And this brings me on to my next point, okay? So if you're buying links from a database or a list or a backlink broker, then you're gambling with the future of your website, and Google can easily see this. Now here's why. So here's the thing, if you can buy a backlink from this website, then the chances are that gambling websites, casinos, Viagra websites can all buy backlinks from there too. And that means that you're associated with their backlink profile. Now, you would never put a logo of a Viagra website on the homepage of your site, but essentially Google's algorithm can see that you're associated with all these other dodgy websites, that you have a spammy backlink profile, and therefore it reflects badly on you. It's essentially like you're associated with all the other dregs of the internet. So for example, if you hung around with drug dealers all day, eventually, if people see you, they're going to start asking you for crack too. Now, you can quickly filter this out simply by doing a Google search of that website and then some keywords around there. So you could search their URL plus gambling or plus casinos or any other sort of dodgy sites that you want to filter out. And then the other thing is as well, that you have to realize that you don't want to get trapped in this web of spammy sites. So if you can filter those out and you can check for organic traffic, for who they're linking out to, for the quality of their content, and also just look at the all-round authority of that site, if you can do that, then you will filter out a lot of the crap that comes your way. Now, let me tell you a link building horror story, and you need to understand this, especially when you pair it with tip number four, which we'll come to shortly. So I know of a link building agency and they totally screwed up, right? So a few years ago, they were making loads of money, getting loads of clients. They were quite a famous brand and loads of people were coming to them with link building opportunities. So they were building all these PBNs to their clients' websites, and that was getting some awesome rankings. You know, it was happy days and everyone was making money. And then one day, Google's Panda update came along and it destroyed all the hard work every single one of those websites had put in. So they lost all their rankings, all their traffic, all the links they got were useless, and they all received a manual action penalty. And this is brutal, because when this happens, it falls on you as a website owner, not the people you outsource to. You're the one who's gonna feel the most pain from this. Now, here's the thing. When it comes to buying paid links from databases or lists or brokers, these are usually PBNs. And that means that you are just using a ticking time bomb to grow your website. And it's kind of like throwing gasoline on the fire. Eventually, you're gonna burn out. And this is a short-term way of building links that's only gonna hurt you in the long term. Now, if you learn one thing from this video, it's this, and I'll get into it really quickly. So the thing is, a lot of the paid links that you look at, especially when it comes to lists, are completely worthless. In fact, they're not even real websites. All they're there for is to make money with paid links. You know, they're not credible, they're not authoritative, they won't help you in terms of ranking your website. And in fact, they could do more harm than good, because they're not a real website created for someone to actually read. They're just there to sell links to you and to take your money. And the thing is, well, you might think, okay, well, if I buy one, it doesn't really matter. It's not going to do any harm, right? But the thing is, if you get caught buying paid links that are spammy, that aren't credible, that look very unnatural in the eyes of Google, then it's going to reflect poorly on your backlink profile and you could get penalized. So is that a website you want to be associated with? The answer, of course, is hell no. And finally, realize this. This is a powerful secret that will allow you to build links at scale without the risk. Now here's the $1 million question, okay? Are paid links bad for your website? And the answer is not necessarily. If you can check the website in terms of organic traffic, domain rating, the overall quality and content of the website, and also what the website is doing so far in terms of selling backlinks and its backlink profile, then potentially it could be a good link. But if you go buying links off paid link databases and websites that are brokering links, then you have to be so careful because they're selling links to you and they're also selling links to every single dodgy website on the internet, and there's no holds barred here. So that's why I recommend using cold email outreach to find paid link opportunities. And the thing is, not all websites sell backlinks, but some of them may link to you for free, especially if you pitch yourself properly and if you have awesome content. In fact, that's why so many of my link building clients hire me, because I can find exclusive link building opportunities that they would never have found elsewhere. Now, the thing is, you're not going to get that with paid link databases. And that's a huge mistake if you go looking around these sort of databases, simply because they've sold to everyone and they're not exclusive. And the other thing is as well, that when it comes to buying backlinks and finding paid links, with cold email outreach, you're gonna find exclusive websites that will link to you for money, but they don't advertise it openly. So sorry to be a Debbie Downer about paid links, but I wanted to be honest with you in terms of how they work, what you need to look out for, and the mistakes you could potentially make.
Thanks for listening to this episode of SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. If you'd like to boost your SEO rankings, drive more traffic, and land more customers with link building, book a call with Julian today at juliangoldie.com.